Oh my God, what are you barking at, Mutt? Yeah, I know our owner isn't home. She isn't home at this time every day. She goes to work, remember? Stop whining. You know this happens. She does this most days of the week. She leaves us alone for a few hours and then comes back. We're supposed to keep each other entertained while she's away. That's why she adopted me. Our owner thought you were a little too lonely all by yourself, pup. So if you don't stop whining, I'm going to give you a real reason to. Understand? I know you miss her, puppy. I miss her too. But barking isn't going to get anything done. It's not like she can hear you. Of course she can't hear you, you dumb mutt. Her job is all the way on the other side of town, and we are locked inside a home. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out, pup. Sometimes I forget just how stupid you are. I used to think it was a stereotype about puppies. You know that they lacked intelligence, but here you are, proving it right. Why don't you do something productive with your time, like find a ball for me to toss or find a bone to chew on? Even better, why don't you suck the bone between my legs, puppy? Come on. It'll give you something better to do with that mouth of yours besides howl. Plus, you've never been able to really think when you're nursing my knots. You'll get to be full and forget about how much you miss our owner. A win-win for you. Don't you want to make yourself useful? I did help you out last month when you woke up in the middle of heat. You were all desperate and grinding yourself against the sheets, thinking that was going to bring any sort of reprieve. I'm the whole reason your last heat was so easy, puppy. I would think you would be eager to thank me for the favor I did. It's what friends do. You should be more grateful for how well I take care of you. Neckos and puppies don't typically get along, do they? But you and I are two peas in a pod. We're best friends who help each other out. You constantly barking for our owner is starting to give me a headache. I don't want to be grumpy today. You know how I get when you're loud for hours on end. So, I figured the best thing you could do was take my bone like a good dog. If your mouth is kept busy, then you won't have any reason to think about our owner. You'll be too busy sucking my cock and trying to get my knot to pop. So what do you say, puppy? Do you want to make yourself useful and take your mind off of things for a little bit? Oh, that's what I thought. Love when you actually listen. When you're obedient like a proper puppy should be. I know it's not as hard as you would like it to be, but that's where you come in, where your certain set of skills comes in. Why don't you lean down and kiss it, puppy? Go on, kiss my barked cock. Just like that. Good. Now give me another kiss. That's That's better. Kiss all the way down my length while you take my balls in your hands. Oh, that's good. That's really good. Do you want to keep going? Then open your lips. Listen so well, puppy. That's a good doggy. Now start licking long stripes for me. Not so fast, not so fast. I know you're eager. You love how kitty tastes. But you need to go slow. You're here to be helpful, remember? That's right, pup. Slowly moving your head back and forth. Tongue working around the head. You feel each barb against the muscle. But it doesn't hurt. Only spurs you on. Oh, that's right, pup. What a pretty little helper you are. Mouth slowly filling more and more with my cock. You look so adorable on your knees. A puppy just can't ignore a bone, huh? It's too hard to resist, especially when you're as simple-minded as you, puppy. Don't know what you're doing unless you're told directly. That's why you listen to me and our owner. Don't you feel better having something to do besides bark at nothing? Listen to that. You're so cute like this. Why don't you take it a little bit deeper in your mouth? Come on. Come on, you can do it. I know you can. I've felt it before. Oh, it's okay, Mutt. I've got you. Oh, just a little bit more. That's it. That's a good pup. You want to make me come so that I can knot that pretty little mouth of yours, right? Your body gets more turned on as the seconds pass. It's okay, puppy. It's normal for you to feel like this. No longer thinking about anything besides getting my cock deeper in your throat. The throbbing between your thighs gets louder. Why don't you hump my leg? You're a doggy after all. You're not supposed to be using your hands anymore, but I do have the privilege of controlling when you can and can't come. I don't see why you can if you don't use your hands. Why don't you start humping my leg like a proper puppy? Come on. Show me how good my cock tastes. Hump my leg, doggy. Yeah. That's good. That's what I like to see. You listen so well, so obedient, so good. Wouldn't know where to start if it wasn't for me. Bobbing your head back and forth, your tongue swirls around the tip, swallowing around my length. Kitty's cock tastes delicious, doesn't it? Weaving your tongue through the barbs as it slides in and out of your throat. It only turns you on more as you suck harder. Keep it up, puppy. Pressing against me even firmer. Oh, just like that. You're making me feel really good. Such talented lips. I think this is a much better use of them. Listening to you bark was only driving me to madness. This is making me happy. Can see how hard you're trying to be good. Trying to listen, to remember everything, and still be on your best behavior. It's okay, pups. Keep it up. You're making Kitty proud. Don't stop now. Keep going. Working my cock so perfectly. You can't help but moan. Tastes so good. You never want to stop. Would spend all day between my thighs worshipping my bone, wouldn't you? Yes, just like a good doggy should. Keep going. Oh, yes. Keep humping my leg, my adorable cocksucker. Thighs. Thighs squishing around either side of your head. You grind against me like your life depends on it. It's the only way you get to feel any sort of relief, isn't it? Your need was getting to be too much, but you continue to pay attention to my cock. Spinning your tongue around the tip. Oh. You don't have to worry about deep-throating me, Mutt. My knot will make sure of that on its own. Going to slip right through your lips and lock us into place. Make sure you're nursing my knots. Swallowing every thick load into your empty stomach. The only thing that calms a cock-sucking puppy. Continuing to work yourself. Oh, you're doing so well. It feels so good. You can't stop. Pleasure continues to build. You don't know if you like the feeling of the barbs massaging your throat or the friction from my leg more. All you know is that it feels good, that you need more of it, that you can take it, that you're going to be so good for me. Don't worry, pup. I've heard it all before. Not that you can really say anything. Your mouth's a little occupied at the moment. It seems the house is finally quiet. Isn't that funny? All it takes is distracting you and you turn into such a docile pup. Making Kitty feel so good. Oh, right there. You're trying to get that knot. Eager to swallow Kitty's cum, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Don't worry, pup. I'm not going to get this close and not give you what you want. Only way to stop you from whining is to make sure your mouth is too busy doing something else. Don't want to hear you whine or complain about the fact that our owner isn't here. That's just going to drive me insane. I can barely think for the 10 minutes we just had. You're barking so loud I couldn't even hear myself. Now I have you right where I want you. On your knees, looking up at me, humping my leg like a proper pup while you shove my cock. You look stunning like this. I wish I could take a picture and show you. I'm sure that would be enough to send you over the edge. Move over there. I can feel how close you're starting to get. Despite how good you feel, you're going to keep going. None of this matters if you don't get to taste my knot, does it? Make me come, doggy. It's such a simple task. I don't think you could mess it up even if you tried. All you have to do is make me feel so good that I come. I know that's not difficult for you, even though your own orgasm is getting closer. Pressing herself as firmly as you can. Your mouth continues to work me despite feeling the knots. It's getting bigger now, growing the more your tongue plays between the barbs. I know you're desperate for the knots. I want to taste it so badly. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't you worry, pup. Kitty's got what you need. I'm so close. Almost there. Do you want to come with me, pup? Are you going to show me how much you love being Kitty's personal cocksucker? Let go, puppy. Make me proud. Come all over my leg. It's the only way. You can do it. I know you can. Come for me, doggy. Show me how good it feels to come. There you are, pup. You feel better nursing a knot, don't you? No more barking from you. Your mouth is going to be busy for the next half hour at least. The last time I knotted you, it stayed for 36 minutes, didn't it? It seems that is how long I have to enjoy the silence. Not that you care. You seem like you're far too deep in puppy space. You don't really care what happens to you. Do you even understand what I'm saying, doggy? Aren't you the cutest? Forgetting you can't really speak despite the knot invading your mouth, filling you up completely. You continue to swallow load after load as it empties inside you. It's not like my cock can tell between a mouth or a pussy or something. All my cock knows is that you are a warm hole, applying some lovely pleasure. Continuing to suckle from my knot. You're doing well, pup. Exactly what I expect from such an experienced cocksucker. You look your best when you're on your knees and not thinking too much. Simple-minded doggy should stay in their place, right? Which means that you shouldn't go around barking so loudly that you give your best friend a headache, right? That's right, pup! Look at you learning something. I'm impressed. Normally it takes longer for you to understand something. I guess when you have the idea fucked into you, it's hard to forget. Too simple for your own good sometimes. That's why our owner got me. To help you out. And to keep you company. I don't know how you even lasted those few months without me, if I'm being honest. You're the type that suffers if you're alone for even a minute. Life is better with me in it, right? You make me so happy, pup. It makes my heart so full just looking at you. even when you're like this, mouth stretched around my knots, come drying against my skin. I still adore you. You're my best friend, and that is never going away. You liked that I leaned over and gave you a forehead kiss, didn't you? Oh, I'm sure you did, with the way your eyelids fluttered. If it keeps you from barking, then I'll be happy to give you all the forehead kisses you need. Of course, you can't really tell me in your current state. Swallowing another fresh load as my knot tries to breach your mouth. It tastes so delicious, doesn't it? Kitty's pretty cocksucker, right where you belong. The best puppy in the entire world, and you know it. It makes you feel all warm inside knowing how proud everyone is of you. You perform so well, a prize to be shown off and bragged about. Everyone is jealous of our owner because she has you. You're the bestest doggy. Yes, you are. Even when you misbehave or annoy me, you're still the bestest pup in the world. I wouldn't want anyone else. You're the only one that I need, puppy. I don't know if I would be able to tolerate a different one, if I'm being honest. I think you're just that special.